the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
I'd climb the shore and find aloft a hearty banyan tree. 'Twas the tallest near the island shore this old sea dog did see. So how her charge may turn the night is more than I can tell. I leave her to the results of fate and wait the of it fair. I leave her to the results of fate.
Hello and welcome to the Renaissance Festival podcast. I'm your host, Chuck Burke. That first song was Dame Fortune, performed by Gibbon the Troubadour from Ode of the Troubadour. You can find out more about him at www.gibbonthetroubadour.net. For this show today, I thought we'd take a look at some of the more family-friendly music and some kid-oriented stuff that shows up on the Renaissance Festival circuit. We often hear about the bawdy shows and the more adult-themed entertainment, but I have to remember, a lot of these shows are set up for kids as well. So we'll be looking at some of that music as we go along. Our next song is Milk and Honey, performed by Lauren Mettler from A Handful of Soil. That's a new album in our library. Hope you enjoy this first sampling of it. You can find out more about her at facebook.com/Lauren Mettler Music.
Oh, you're worried that I'll overbook my stay, that I'll turn your sights away from where you're going. But I'm still so far from my journey's end. I'm not looking for a home, I'm just looking for a friend. And I don't mind if I'm a wayfarer here, I don't mind if I can't stay, just as long as you take me out of the rain and offer me some rest along my way. And I can't promise that I want to leave when the bell, it tolls my time. But if I must go, I'll do so peacefully, if just for now, dear, I can call you mine. And I know well that I could go it alone, the wind and the stars my only guide. But my tender heart could use the company if I expect to travel satisfied. And I'm not asking you to stop and wait if a brighter path you find. But if we're both in search of some promised land, well, maybe we'll arrive there side by side. Trust me, I don't believe I have reached the land of milk and honey. Milk and honey, I'll help you if you try to help me to the land of milk and honey. Milk and honey, ooh, 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 ooh. Milk and honey, milk and honey, ooh, ooh, ooh.
High boots and clothes are all in pawn.
Hang down your blood red roses, hang down.
It's mighty drafty around Cape Horn.
Hang down your blood red roses, hang down.
Ah, your pinks and posies.
Hang down your blood red roses, hang down.
Your pinks and posies,
hang down your blood red roses, hang down.
But it's round Cape Horn that we must go home.
Hang down your blood red roses, hang down.
For that is where them wealth toughest blow.
Hang down your blood red roses, hang down.
Hi, your pinks and posies.
Hang down your blood red roses, hang down.
Hi, your pinks and posies.
Hang down your blood red roses, hang down.
My dear old mother, she wrote to me, hey.
Hang down your blood red roses, hang down.
Our Sunday sun come home from sea.
Hang down your blood red roses, hang down.
Ah, your pinks and posies.
Hang down your blood red roses, hang down.
Ah, your pinks and posies.
Hang down your blood red roses, hang down.
Now one more pull and that will do.
Hang down your blood red roses, hang down.
Falling them boys to pull her through.
Hang down your blood red roses, hang down.
Ah, your pinks and posies.
Hang down your blood red roses, hang down.
Ah, your pinks and posies.
Hang down your blood red roses, hang down. Hang down, hang down.
That was Blood Red Roses by Musical Blades from their album Modern Day Pirate. This is Captain Jack Gonzo of ScoundrelsIn.com with Searching for a Port coming to you from the moat of the castle. Some scuttlebutt for you sea dogs. Voting for this year's International Pirate Awards run from July 15th to August 15th with results released on International Talk Like a Pirate Day. Go to internationalpirateawards.org for more information. The Mad Pirate Invasion takes place Saturday, July 21st, in El Dorado, Arkansas. There'll be 7 bands playing at this festival, featuring the Whiskey Bay Rovers, Rumfellows, Bounding Maine, Tom Mason and the Blue Buccaneers, the Bilge Pumps, the Blackguards, and Master Bones Jangle and the Voodoo Island Cannibals, hosted by yours truly. Go to eldomad.com. That is ELDOMAD.com for more information. This episode's pirate word is slackjawed, which means foolish, dull, stupid. An example would be a slackjawed cur. That was the last of me rum. Now, if you're looking for pirate music, go no further than ScoundrelsIn.com, where every week we have a live online radio broadcast featuring the finest pirate music the world has to offer. ScoundrelsIn.com, pirate music for the pirate life. Now, from their album Midnight Buffet, here are the Jolly Rogers with Greenland Whalers.
They took us jolly sailor lads, a-fishing for the whale, on the fourth day of August in 1864. Bound for Greenland we set sail. The lookout stood on the cross trees high with a spyglass in his hand. There's a whale, there's a whale, there's a whale fish, he cried. And she blows at every span. The captain stood on the quarter deck, and a sort of a man was he. Overhaul, overhaul, let your davit tackles fall, and we'll launch them boats to sea. We struck that whale and the line played out, but she gave a flurry with her tail, and the boat capsized, we lost 7 of our men, and we never caught that whale. Now the losing of 7 fine seamen, oh, it grieved our captain sore. But the losing of a bloody sperm whale, oh, it grieved him 10 times more. Now Greenland is a horrid place, where us fishing lads have to go, where the rose and the lily never bloom in spring. And there's only ice and snow.
Mama, will you buy me a, buy me a, buy me a? Mama, will you buy me a, buy me a banana? will you buy me a banana? Yes, dear, I'll buy you a, buy you a, buy you a. Yes, dear, I'll buy you a banana. Mama, will you peel the skin, peel the skin, peel the skin? Mama, will you peel the skin of my banana? Yes, dear, I'll peel the skin, I'll peel the skin, I'll peel the skin. Yes, dear, I'll peel the skin of your banana. Mama, do you want a bite, do you want a bite, do you want a bite? Mama, do you want a bite of my banana? Yes, dear, I'd like a bite, I'd like a bite, I'd like a bite. Yes, dear, I'd like a bite of your banana. Mama, don't eat it all, don't eat it all, don't eat it all. Mama, don't eat it all of my banana. Mama, you ate it all, you ate it all, you ate it all. Mama, you ate it all of my banana. Mama, will you buy me a, buy me a, buy me a? Mama, will you buy me a banana? Mama, will you buy me a, buy me a, buy me a? Mama, will you buy me a banana? Mama, will you buy me a, buy me a, buy me a? Mama, will you buy me a banana?
You just heard Bananas, performed by Nancy Daly Green from Singing Dancing Everywhere. You can find out more about her at nancydalygreen.com. If you take a look over at the Facebook page for the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast, we've recently had some articles, including a request from the Grand Lake Renaissance Festival. They're looking for people to help out with funds or building materials for a new kitchen at their site. We had a request for help from the Angels. One of their members had a Wondrous Works rose mug that has gone missing, and they're looking for help to recover that for her. It was last seen at the Colorado Renaissance Festival. We heard the sad news that the Door County Renaissance Fair, which was scheduled to take place near Green Bay, Wisconsin, has had to cancel for this year. They're hoping to return next year. Also in Wisconsin, we have word that the Baraboo Circus World Museum is going to host a Renaissance Fair coming up soon. And our friends at the Louisiana Renaissance Festival posted an update for us about one of the new stages that they're building at the fair site. As always, you can go over to the Renaissance Festival music page at facebook.com/renfestmusic and keep up on all the latest news in the world of the Renaissance Festivals. Coming up soon on the podcast, July 15th, we're going to have the Archive Show with Bob Brinkman. Coming up in mid-August, we're planning a Love Song Show. And coming up in mid-September, there will be our Pirate Show special, coinciding with Talk Like a Pirate Day. That will include the results of the International Pirate Awards. Again, keep your eye on our Facebook page for more information about these and other upcoming shows. Our next song is the Itsy Bitsy Kids Song, performed by Gray Angus from Gaelic Soup. Look for information about him at grayangus.celtichearts.com.
Thank you. Once there was a fairy, she flew to and fro. Eyes of lavender and lilac and rose. Her smile made the flowers bloom, her voice the sunbeams shine. Her golden speckled wings, they fluttered free and fine. But her name was Princess Picklesauce, and everyone made fun. Her name was Princess Picklesauce, it could not be undone. And though she was the sweetest, kindest fairy of them all, they all made fun of Picklesauce, who cried inside alone. One day a hungry manticore meandered into town. Body of a lion and a human head that frowned. Its wicked tail he whipped and cracked, his black mane he then tossed. He came upon the fairy town in Princess Picklesauce. The fairies flew away, their lives all for to save. But Princess Picklesauce stood so gentle and so brave. She said,
"Hey, Mr. Manticore, I'm Princess Picklesauce. Why are you so angry? Why are you so cross?"
And he said, "My name is Piggly Puddlebutt, and everyone makes fun. My name is Piggly Puddlebutt, it cannot be undone. I'm lonely, tired, hungry, what have you, here I am. My name is Piggly Puddlebutt, and so I have no friends."
"But I will be your friend, Piggly Puddlebutt, you see. My name is Princess Picklesauce, they all make fun of me." And Princess Picklesauce and Piggly Puddlebutt were friends. And because she saved the fairy town, she was never teased again. Because she saved the fairy town, she was never teased again.
You were just listening to the tale of The Fairy Princess Picklesauce and the Hungry Manticore Monster, performed by Dan the Bard from Manticores and Owlbears, Songs About Dragons and the Dungeons in Which They Dwell. We're talking about family music in this show, but don't forget, we also have our adult-oriented podcast, the Bawdy Renaissance Festival Music Podcast, available at www.renbawdy.com, or you can look for it on iTunes and Google Play. Coming next is another song from Dan the Bard from that same album. This is the tale of Pete the Polymorpher. We've chosen these two because they're both just a couple of fun songs and stories for the kids to listen to. You can find out more information about Dan the Bard at danthebard.com.
This is the song about Pete the Polymorpher. Lived with his wife and their five little daughters. Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. Each of the girls was born a year apart on the very same day, September 24th. Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. On the day the girls turned 5 through 10, this was the birthday Pete had forgotten. Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. "I'm so sorry, girl," said Pete, apologizing. "Tell me what you want, I'll get you anything." Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. "I want a unicorn," the oldest said. Pete the Polymorpher wished he was dead. Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. Pete's wife said, "Pete, now you've gone and done it. If you don't find a unicorn, she'll throw the biggest fit." Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. Pete looked around and was suddenly inspired. Saw the family dog asleeping by the fire. Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn. The fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. Pete polymorphed the dog into a unicorn, white as snow with a shiny golden horn. Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. The next daughter said, "I want a fairy princess." "Don't worry, sweetheart, I'll do my best." Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. He polymorphed the unicorn into a fairy. Little wings flapped and she ate all their berries. Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. The next daughter said, "It's my turn now. I want a giant, I don't care how." Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. He polymorphed the fairy into a giant, broke through the roof and he had no pants. Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. Next daughter said, I really want a dragon to pull me around in my little wooden wagon. Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. He polymorphed the giant into a dragon, belched and he burped and he burned down her wagon. Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. Pete asked the youngest what could be her gift. She said, I really, 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 really want a hippogriff. Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. He polymorphed the dragon into a hippogriff. Now each daughter had gotten a gift. Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. Pete's wife said, this is getting out of hand. Bring back our dog or the song will never end. Down, down, dairy, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. He polymorphed the hippogriff to the dog once more. Oops, oh no, cried Pete the polymorpher. Down, down, dairy, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. Pete's wife was aghast and agog. What have you done to the family dog? Down, down, dairy, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. The dog had wings and scales and a horn. It was a giant fairy dragogriffagorn. Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. The dog didn't mind, the girls were delighted. The birthday was saved and all that's wrong was righted. Down, down, dairy, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. So if you've a daughter, her birthday don't forget. She'll want a fairy dragogriffacorn pet. Down, down, dairy, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song. Down, down, dirty, it's the unicorn and fairy and the giant and the dragon and the hippogriff song.
Fugly here, and I'm at the Canterbury Renaissance Festival in Northeast Texas, and I am sitting here with possibly the tallest leprechaun I've ever met, Connor O'Carrigan. He's going to tell us all about his act and what he does for the public.
Well, I am a magician. I've been doing magic since I was 12 years old. I'm 26 years old now, more than half my life. I started doing magic in New Orleans on the street as a street performer and just taking up tips, and then someone brought me along to a Renaissance fair, and I've been hooked ever since. My magic show is based off of time and rhyme.
Can you give us one of those rhymes that you use for time?
Well, they say time waits for no man, and time is of the essence, but I can turn back the clock just a couple of seconds. And right now time is simply slowed to a crawl, but I can use my ring to stop time for us all.
Thank you. Can you tell us your favorite fair?
Oh my goodness. Well, I have to give a shout out to the Canterbury Fair, but my favorite fair is of course the Memphis Mid-South Renaissance Fair. It's the first fair that I ever went to. They've had me back 3 years. They're family to me. And the Mid-South Renaissance Fair with Beth Kitchen, Patrick Hudson, and Jen Border. They're my family, and I love you guys so much. Oh, and Kevin too.
Thank you for sharing. As the music plays.
Dragon for sale,
dragon for sale,
fiery breath and a venomous tail, and the wind from his wings is a powerful gale.
Does anyone want to buy him?
Dragon for sale,
dragon for sale,
invincible except where he's missing a scale, and the sight of him makes even grown men grow pale.
Does anyone want to buy him?
I've bargained and bartered for a year and a day. There's not much of a market in dragons, they say, for the past several centuries or so I've been told. How can I get my dragon sold?
Dragon for lease,
dragon for lease.
His strength and his stature will only increase. Just make sure he eats plenty of damsels and grease.
Does anyone want to buy him?
Dragon for rent,
dragon for rent.
Armor like steel and a heart like cement and a brain overbrimming with evil intent.
Does anyone want to buy him?
The market was better when the king was in power and the princess was locked in a perilous tower. Why, back then we were selling 6 dragons an hour for no end of silver
and a fair bit of gold.
How can I get my dragon sold?
Dragon to land,
dragon to land.
Jaws that bite, claws that catch, talons that rend. Every rival has met with a horrible end.
Does anyone want to buy him?
Dragon for free,
dragon for free.
He's eaten me out of house, cavern, and tree. And I don't like the way he's been looking at me. Does anyone want to buy?
That was Dragon for Sale, performed by Bramble Bush from the CD Songs from the Glade. You can search for them on Facebook for more information. What do you do while listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast? Call us and leave us a message at 478-227-8537. That's 478-CASTLES. Or you can send us a message through our Facebook page, or you can email us at renfestpodcast@gmail.com. We did have a recent response on this. Greetings, Todd D. Wilson here out of Northwest Indiana. Your podcast serves a twofold purpose for me. One, it keeps me entertained during the long days of running a crane in a steel mill. Two, it holds me over till the season starts up and my family and I head to Bristol. Thanks so much for all you do and keep the music coming. Todd, thank you for letting us know. We look forward to hearing from other listeners and find out what the show means to them. Coming up next is another dragon song for the kids. This time we're looking back at one of the most famous dragon songs ever recorded. This is Puff Revisited, performed by the Boogie Nights from Many a Sleepless Night. Look for them at boogie-nights.org.
Notoriety. Puff, the tragic dragon. off the tragic dragon live by the sea. Annoyed by the attention brought by notoriety. Off the tragic dragon live by the sea. And never had a moment's peace from his celebrity. Off the tragic dragon live by the sea. Annoyed by the attention brought by notoriety.
Time ago, when the earth was green, there were more kinds of animals than you've ever seen. They'd run around and play while the earth was being born, but the loveliest of all was the unicorn. There were green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now the Lord seen some sinning, and it gave him pain. He says, "Stand back, I'm gonna make it rain." He says, "Hey, brother Noah, I tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo, and bring some of those green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn." Now Noah was there to answer the call. He finished building the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, "Hey Lord, I got your green alligators and long-necked geese, your humpty-back camels and your chimpanzees, your cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn." Now Noah looked out through the driving rain. Those unicorns were laughing and playing silly games. They're running and playing while the rain was pouring. Oh, them silly unicorns. They're green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees. Noah said, "Close the door, 'cause the rain is pouring, and I just can't wait for no unicorn." The ark rose up and drifted with the tide, and the unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried, and the waters came down and sort of floated them away. That's why you'll never see a unicorn to this very day. It's okay, Mark, really, it is. It's okay, Mark, really.
Why didn't you say that?
Well, because you might think this is the ending to the song.
It's not?
But I'd have to tell your friends that in fact you'd be wrong.
Really?
You see, unicorns are magical. So when the rain started pouring, they grew themselves some wings and they took to soaring. There were green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees. But if you're looking for the unicorn, don't be forlorn. The second star on the right and straight on until morn.
That was the Unicorn Song performed by the Brobdingnagian Bards from Songs of Ireland. You can look for more information about them at thebards.net. I'll admit, I chose the theme for this show because I'm getting ready to take my son to his first Renaissance Festival. He may be a little young to appreciate it at this point, but he does enjoy music, and he enjoys seeing the people going around him. And what better place for that than one of our Renaissance Festivals? We're looking forward to seeing what kind of reaction he has. If you have children, don't be afraid to take them out to the fairs. Most of them have at least some acts and attractions that are geared towards the kids, And it's certainly better to get them interested in the fairs at a young age. And, you never know, they might get a little bit of education out of it as well. Next up is Rattlin' Bog, performed by Mick Ledoux from Dear Friends and Gentle Hearts. You can look for information about him at seo.wikipedia.org/wiki/Mick Ledoux.
In this bog there was a tree, a rare tree, a rattling tree. Tree in a bog down in the valley. Oh, oh, the rattling bog, a bog down in the valley. Oh, oh, the rattling bog, a bog down in the valley. Oh. Now on this tree there was a limb, a rare limb, a rattling limb. Limb on a tree, and a tree in a bog, and a bog down in the valley. Oh, oh, the rattling bog, a bog down in the valley. Oh, oh, the rattling bog, a bog down in the valley. Now on this limb there was a branch, a rare branch, a rattling branch. Branch on a limb and a limb on a tree in a bog, and a bog down in the valley. Oh, oh, the rattling bog, a bog down in the valley. Oh, oh, the rattling bog, a bog down in the valley. Now on this branch there was a twig, a rare twig, a rattling twig. Twig on a branch and a branch on a limb. Twig there was a leaf, a rare leaf, a rattling leaf. Leaf on a twig and a twig on a branch and a branch on a limb and a limb on a tree and a tree and a bog and a bog down in the valley. Oh, oh, the rattling bog, a bog down in the valley. Oh, oh, the rattling bog, a bog down in the valley. Now on this leaf there was a bug, a rare bug, a rattling bug. Bug on a leaf and a leaf on a twig and a twig on a branch and a branch on a limb and a limb. Now on this bug there was a leg, a rare leg, a rattling leg. Leg on a bug and a bug on a leaf, and a leaf on a twig, and a twig on a branch, and a branch on a limb, and a limb on a tree on a bug, and a bug down in the valley. Oh, oh, the rattling bug, the bug down in the valley. Oh, oh, the rattling bug, the bug down in the valley. Now on this leg there was a shoe, a rare shoe, a rattling shoe. Shoe on a leg, and a leg on a bug, and a bug on a leaf, and a leaf on a twig, and a twig on a branch. There was a lace, a rare lace, a rattling lace. Lace on a shoe, and a shoe on a leg on a bug on a leaf on a twig, and a twig on a branch, and a branch on a limb, and a limb on a tree in a bog, bog down in the valley. Oh, 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 the rattling bog, a bog down in the valley. Oh, oh, the rattling bog, a bog down in the valley. Now on this lace there was an end, a rare end, a rattling end. End on a lace, and a lace on a shoe, and a shoe on a leg, and a leg on a bug, and a bug on a leaf, and a leaf on a twig, and a twig on a branch on a limb, limb on a tree in a bog, and a bog down in the valley. Oh, 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 rattling bog, a bog down in the valley. Oh, 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 rattling bog, a bog down in the valley. Oh, 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 rattling bog, a bog down in the valley. Oh, 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 rattling bog, a bog down in the valley.
Many years ago, me mother sang a song to me, soft and sweet and low. Just a little ditty in her old Irish way. I wish she were with me now to sing with me this day. Oh, tooraloo, toor-a-loor-a-loor-a-loor. Hush now, don't you cry. Toor-a-loor-a-loor, toor-a-loor-a-loor. Toor-a-loor-a-loor. It's an Irish lullaby. Oft in dreams I wander to that cart again. feel her arms a-hugging me. Just how she held me then. I hear her voice a-humming to me in days of yore. And when she would a-rocks me then outside the cabin door. Oh, toor-a-loor-a-loor-a. Hush now, don't you cry. Toor-a-loor-a-loor-a-loor, toor-a-loor-a-loor-a-loor. Toor-a-loor-a-loor-a-loor. It's an Irish lullaby.
You just heard Toora Loora Loora, an Irish lullaby performed by Lisa Messiah, the Moor of Dundee. That's from her CD, More of the Moor of Dundee. I'd like to offer very special thanks to our friends of the podcast, Craig Wallerstein, Elizabeth Burkholder, Hank Woodward, Jody, Kurt Mueller, Marie Vopio, and Ron Langford. These are folks who help keep the podcast coming to you every other week. I'm going to sign off with another lullaby, also from the Moor of Dundee. In this case, something different, and yet something I'm sure is going to be familiar to most of you. Imbube Wimowe, an African lullaby. This is from her CD, The Moor of Dundee, and you can find out more about her at moreofdundee.com. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Way up high, a Wimowe, a Wimowe, a Wimowe, a Wimowe. A wee moa, a wee moa, a wee up a wee, a wee moa, 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 a wee moa. In the village, a peaceful village, a lion's lead tonight. In the village, the quiet village, a lion's lead tonight. A wee moa, 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 a wee moa. A wee moa, a wee moa, a wee moa.
Hush, my darling, don't fear, my darling. The lion sleeps for night.
A wee moa, a wee moa.
Fear is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.